Now, we all know the story, of course, of Dr. Maya Sharma. And it's hoped that Dr. Sharma, who exposed the Kerry Cam scandal and was a whistleblower, a key person in relation to that, will open a practice in Clarny within the next 2 months. As a consultant at the South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, she exposed over-medication and negligent treatment of patients, and subsequent investigations vindicated her and found that hundreds of children were harmed and put at risk of harm. With me on the line is Councillor Martin Grady, independent councillor on Kerry County Council, who has been helping Dr. Sharma secure suitable premises in Killarney. Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning to your listeners.
Tell me what has happened here. It's something we ran on Tuesday, this news that, progress has been made in the area.
It has, for sure, Johnny. I suppose, I was contacted weeks in advance of meeting Dr. Sharma on the 25th of June. She was in Leinster House speaking the 24th regarding National Whistleblowing Day, which is something I don't really like. So I don't like that label. I think something, I suppose, in her case, speaking the truth and fulfilling her duty of care as a medical profession, she done her job, she spoke the truth, and she was labelled a whistleblower, and that's fine. But yeah, look, to be fair, I think she's done tremendous work. We all know that. But I suppose, let's be positive here, not to dwell in the past. This is steps forward, very, very positive, I think. But like that, I was contacted weeks in advance prior to the meeting, and when she arrived, I suppose, we spoke first and looked at a number of premises across the town, which I had prearranged, and finding a suitable one, that's been secured. So I think she's waiting on some paperwork just to be finalised from her side, and hopefully within the next two months, there'll be a private clinic open. And when I say a private clinic, Jerry, some people might, I suppose, say, oh no, it's going to cost a fortune. I spoke to her about that, and I suppose many private clinics can be inaccessible and unaffordable. Now, look, I'm not saying all, but some can be, and that's a worry for working class families with the rising cost of living in the country. But she did say that it will be affordable, you know. And I don't believe she intends to replace any health system. I think her private clinic will complement the existing system that's there. We all know that there are considerable waiting times, especially in the southwest region, that being Cork and Kerry, for assessments. And this will certainly speed that up and assess it. I mean, we do anything for our children. If the services are there, Jerry, I believe it will be used. She said herself, she's in, I think, somewhere already, anywhere between 100 and 150 families already lined up with their children to be assessed, you know. So, look, to have her here in the county, serving Clarny and the wider county, of course, and in some parts of West Cork as well.
Yeah, and she said in interviews with us that she loves Killarney, the national park, and felt it would be a privilege to contribute something positive here, which would be the case if she opened up that practice.
Absolutely, she said. I suppose, look, at who doesn't like the national park, you know, that's used by locals and visitors alike, Jerry. I suppose, as of yesterday, I actually had a motion known in the Clarny MD that we put up a plaque, I suppose, in memory of John McShane, that, I suppose, donated Clarny House and gardens at a very, I suppose, a token payment. But look at how it could be hard to have that, I suppose, Jerry, just over the wall from the town. But look, that's something, I suppose, that drew her back to Clarny, especially, I suppose. Look, she's got such, I suppose, I won't say a stressful job, but I suppose that maybe takes toll on her own mind at times. And, you know, certainly the National Park I walked through would certainly help anyone to unwind of an evening. But that was certainly a drawback here to her. So she's more than welcome, absolutely.
In the wider context of it, Martin, I know we spoke to Minister Mary Buckler after the publishing of the look back review into the North Kerry Child and Adolescent and Mental Health Services. We have the South Kerry situation as well. There's more work to be done there, but you would be hopeful that, and there has been extra investment made, there has been, you know, more staff provided, that the service is improving as all this goes on, that this will never be allowed to happen again, first of all, but secondly, that more resources are being put into the area so that children don't have to wait that long for assessments.
They are. So look, Jerry, calls have been made, look, by the Minister as well, I think, up in the Western region as well. And look, there's 1,100 children there still waiting the last 2 years is it 9 months to 12 months, which is still concerning. I mean, calls have been made there, as I said, look, 2 years ago. And look, that's a worry in itself, that no progress is being made. I suppose it could slow. It's hard to get, I suppose, doctors in this field as well. And there's not many out there. Look at again, I don't want to be negative with this, but I do believe Dr. Sharma applied for work in the HSE to go back in there again, and her application wasn't looked at, which is quite worrying. But look at, she believes she was blacklisted, which in my book, Jory, that's very wrong. I suppose she's passionate about the job she does. She wanted to go back into that field again. And I suppose having failing that, this is the purpose that she wants to come back in. As I said earlier on, she wants to complement the existing service rather than replacing it. You know, I think if we hit another 10 Dr. Sharmas across Ireland, I believe they'd be take for that, you know. Like, in other words, the demand is there for a choice. You know?
Yeah, it certainly sure is. And hopefully that situation does improve both on the public and the private side of it, and recruitment can go into case to make sure something like this never happens again. Okay, Martin, listen, that's great news. Thanks very much for filling us in on that and letting us know about it on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
Great stuff. That's Councillor Martin Grady with us on the line.